Hi, I'm Josie. Welcome and thank you for joining me on this listening and making journey for Playback Candos Museum. I look forward to seeing what you come up with. Just before we start, a reminder that you can replay this audio as many times as you like. There is also a written version on the website if you prefer to follow a script. Okay, here we go. This object looks like it was made to be worn on top of an adult person's head, but it's not quite a hat. It was originally made from black fabric, but encrusted patches of brown dirt and a film of grey dust that has settled on the surface of its crown has dulled the material. It measures 15 centimetres in height and just over 25 centimetres in width. The circumference of its band is 61 centimetres, providing the contours of its worn-in cylinder-shaped body. The fabric-stitched crown wears a slightly larger and saggy circumference, giving the object its somewhat deflated muffin silhouette. It has a bill that would sit above the wearer's forehead, which is 9 centimetres long and 20 centimetres wide. The bill is made from black leather and has turned brittle with crackling lines and bits broken away at its edges. The majority of the damage is on the left-hand side of the bill, where a splat of dirt sits on the fabric panel just above. The object is dusty, old and tired from its use. There are several tears on its frayed surface. The larger tears form holes which expose its red fabric lining. This bright red underside traces the inner edge of each hole and exposed seams. This is most visible around the largest hole, located on the front left side of the object, and again on the top seam at the back of the crown. A thin, flat piece of beaten old metal is vertically attached to the front. It measures 15 centimetres high and 6 centimetres wide. It is crudely stitched with metal wire that is punctured through the fabric to keep it in place. The metal has a 3 centimetre bend at its base that follows the horizontal peak of the bill, where it is fastened with a metal pin. This metal strip seems oddly placed, as if referencing something missing. Did it cradle something significant to the wearer? What was its function? What do you think it was? What do you think it looked like? What do you think it was made from? That's the end of this description. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or wish to share your Playback creations, I'd love to see them. Contact me via my website, josiecavallaro.com.au. This project is part of Cementa 2024. Thank you.